You like that music? Alright, this is the Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office Podcast. I have the one and only Mr. Mack here with me. Can you introduce yourself, background, and on time in our district?
Yes, my name is Mr. Mack. The kids call me Big Mac. My background is not extensive in education, but I'm building that here, which is a lovely thing that I'm able to do. I've been in the district coming up on a year in February.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Good year, too, I'll tell you.
Great year.
Changed the place when you came in, Big Mac.
Thank you.
All right. When did you decide you wanted to work in education?
I actually decided, I always knew I wanted to be some type of teacher, but I made the decision literally right before I got this job. I was already starting school. I had been in school for about 2 quarters, and then I applied for this job, and it was kind of like perfect, so...
Perfect. Are you kidding me, man? It was perfect for us. It was like the clouds parted and there's Big Mac standing there ready for us.
Love it.
All right. What is one thing students would be surprised to find out about you?
One thing students would be surprised to find out about me is that I used to make rap music. I used to record rap music.
Are you serious?
I used to sing. I sang with Celine Dion at the Key Arena when I was like 11.
Wait a second. Are you kidding me?
No joke.
How have I known you for a year and I don't know this?
Because, you know, I try to keep those things under wraps.
Yeah. All right. You're going to have to play those for me, man. I got to hear that. You know what? You're out there on the mic at lunch. You know, maybe you should break into a Celine Dion song.
Oh, yeah. I still remember the words.
Just some freestyle rap, maybe.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. What makes a good day at school for you?
A good day at school for me is all the kids in class not wandering the halls and not having bathroom parties.
Yeah.
Great day for me.
Yeah, right on. Well, hopefully we got that E-All pass. Going to squirt that away.
I love it. I love that thing.
All right. What's the best thing about working in education?
Impacting lives. I know that's probably cliche, but I mean, that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing it for. And I just, you know, want to give the students a person who I wanted to have when I was a student, and that's just really the best thing, just seeing their faces, getting greeted by them every day, and just, you know, getting feedback from them and them telling me, oh man, Mr. Mack, you made a big difference, and you know, that just warms my heart, so that's the best thing.
Yeah, man, I tell you, like you, like, it does sound cliche, but it like has to be kind of at the center of what you do. And like I see that the way you interact with kids is that you have an opportunity sometimes to get tired. Like there's, you know, bathroom party and you could do that. But again, like how, like, man, there's some kind of a quote and I don't remember what it is, but I've never regretted showing grace to a student. Mm-hmm. They're human beings.
Yeah.
And like that helps you out so much more when you got to have a difficult conversation with you, with them. They respect you and they love you,
yeah,
right? Because they know they're going to make mistakes, but you know that you see them as a human being.
Yeah, so. And I hand off the hard stuff to Mrs. Galvis, so I stay in the good graces.
Good on you, man. That's what I do, too. Yeah, it works so well. All right, what's the last book you read?
The last book I read, it might have been The Four Agreements, which is a self-help book with do not ask me the details, please. But it's a great book. I suggest people read it. Don't ask me to summarize it, but I actually need to pick it up again. But yeah, Four Agreements.
Four Agreements. Yeah. What about, you got 7 kids. Tell me you didn't read a book last night when they were going to bed.
No, I read, what's my daughter's favorite book right now? It is a book about feelings, and her little brother actually just ripped it all up. So, I don't got to read that one anymore.
How do you like that? It's a book about feelings. Your little brother rips it up.
Yeah, it's gone. Nice.
Right on. I'm reading Ramona Quimby right now.
Okay.
You ever read Ramona?
I know Ramona, yeah.
Okay. Right on. I figure you and me probably have similar reading patterns.
Yeah, we do.
What excites you about being in education right now?
What excites me? Man, you know, I've never had a job where I wanted to go to work. And I think that's just the most exciting thing for me. It's like, I want to be here. And it's not a job. You know, being in education, working with these kids, it's a passion. So it's not hard for me to get up and come to work every day. And I love that. And that's really the best thing for me is I can give my best self to the kids because I want to be here, and it's enjoyable for me. You know, even on the hardest days, even when the bathroom parties are out of control, it's still exciting to be here.
So. Yeah, you know what? On those tired days, you still feel like I have to remind myself sometimes. It's like, you know what? I did good things today. Yeah. I earned my keep, you know? And yeah. And like you say, you know what? A smart guy once told me you got to have three things, or you got to have at least two out of three things. Mm-hmm. You got to like your job, you got to like where you live, and you like the money you make. And it's like, I feel like that first one, you just liking your job, is magical. Yeah. Like, that'll take care of the rest. Agreed. You know? As long as you can, you know, feed your family, like, going to work every day and enjoying your job. I've had two jobs in my life where I didn't have that, man, and it was awful. It was awful. I can't believe it.
It is so awful. I quit a lot of jobs because I was just like, you know what? I don't even want to be here anymore. I don't have a backup job. I don't care. I just don't want to work here. And that's, I don't have that here, and I love it.
Right on, man. All right, here you go. This is my favorite one. If you could give one piece of advice to a student, what would you give?
I would definitely let them know that the person who they are in this moment right now is enough. They don't have to be any more or any less to impress anybody, to please anybody. Just know that who you are now is enough, and who you will be enough. That's it.
Man, I love you, Big Mac. Yeah, you know, I love you, man. You. That's perfect. More. That's a perfect piece of advice, man. All right. That was easy. Thanks, buddy. Love it.